Hi, this is Rod Murray, and you're listening to your, or I should say my, first podcast. This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, and if you don't know what podcasting is all about, listen on. If you're familiar with podcasting, then you might want to just tune this one out and wait for the next show. This is my first podcast, as mentioned, and we'll be doing some testing along the way, and my goal is to podcast while I am in San Diego at the upcoming Blackboard conference. Blackboard, as you know, is the software behind Pulse, and if you are a Pulse user, faculty person running a course, or an organization manager, then you may be interested in seeing how you can enhance your content by adding your own podcast. At the same time, you can learn more about Pulse and Blackboard and what the new Blackboard versions have in store for us as we move on. So stay tuned. You'll learn more about, and you can read more about what I'll be talking about on my corresponding blog, which you can get to also from within Pulse. So if you have feedback, I'd love to hear feedback. Please send me an email or give me a phone call, but better yet, since I'll be away at the end of February, send me an email. I'll be monitoring my email and try to answer your questions. The next thing I want to do is actually play for you a definition of what podcasting is all about. So see what you think, and let's give this a try. Here's a definition, courtesy of Wikipedia.
Podcasting is a term used to describe a collection of technologies for automatically distributing audio and video programs over the Internet using a publisher-subscriber model. It differs from earlier online collections of audio or video material because it automatically transfers materials to the user's computer for later consumption. It is one example of push technology. Podcasting enables independent producers to produce self-published, syndicated radio shows and gives broadcast radio or television programs a new distribution method. Any digital audio player or computer with audio playing software can play podcasts. From the earliest RSS enclosure tests in 2000 and 2001, feeds have been used to deliver video files as well as audio, and other media such as photographs and text are transferable by podcast. The term podcast, however, still refers largely to audio content distribution. A podcast is not the same as a webcast, which normally refers to a show distributed by streaming media. Name. Podcasting is a portmanteau that combines the words iPod and broadcasting. The term can be misleading since neither podcasting nor listening to podcasts requires an iPod or any portable player, and no broadcasting is required. The term is also criticized as giving undue credit to Apple for a technology which it had very little to do with creating. Aware of this potential misunderstanding, some writers have suggested alternative names. One such alternative is blogcasting, which implies content based on or similar in format to blogs. Others include audio blogging and RSS casting. Some writers have also suggested reinterpretations of pod, such as personal on demand. Podcasting as a medium is not limited to audio data. Podcasting of video data is called, among other things, vodcasting, vidcasting, blogging, or simply video podcasting.
Thanks, Wikipedia, for that description of podcasting. I hear it from a lot of people that say, well, I don't have an iPod. I can't listen to my podcast. Well, that's not true. It's sort of unfortunate terminology in that respect. You can go directly to a web page, whether it's in Pulse or on somebody's blog, and click on a link and stream an audio file. They're usually MP3 files, so you can play it right off the web page. But where podcasting really comes in handy is when you can subscribe to it. So if it's a potentially, say, course content, a lecture, if you subscribe to the lecture, anytime you turn on your computer and sync up your MP3 player, whether it's an Apple iPod or something else, you can automatically download that audio content to your MP3 player and listen to it at your leisure. Riding the train, running on your treadmill, or otherwise driving in your car. Hopefully you won't be doing this with headphones that block out all noise so that when you cross the street you get run over. But anyway, you get the idea, and I'm going to sign off for now, and this will be a good little test of what podcasting is all about. See you next time.